What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, July 1st, 2021. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. And we have a lot of news to share with you. And as usual, we're going to do news. And then we're going to open up the phone lines for your comments and questions. Mike is in our control room keeping us out of trouble. And I want to start off by apologizing for the unexpected repeat show yesterday. And by way of explanation, I was working in the morning, updating the website, and I took a break to work on some of Claire's music, and one of the tools I used said, please update to the new version, and the updater just caused all kinds of damage to my Windows operating system, and I know that's Windows, and it just went completely kablooey. I was fortunately able to do a system restore to an earlier date. And then I found that a lot of my programs no longer work, so I spent the day deinstalling and reinstalling and getting everything back up and running so that we can do what it is that we do here. So that was the reason for that, and I thank you for your patience and understanding. All right, let's get on into the news here, and the first thing we have here is a little bit of the fear-mongering that has come to be the trademark of the government of the United States of America. The Department of Homeland Security has issued a warning based on online chatter that white supremacists will commit acts of domestic terrorism over the July 4th weekend, which we are coming up on very, very shortly. So there is your daily dose of booga booga to keep you worried and, stressed out during the holiday season here. Speaking of 4th of July, out in Los Angeles, where there are severe limits on fireworks, police discovered a cache of homemade fireworks, and they sent the bomb squad to basically get rid of it, and they goofed. It was supposed to be a controlled detonation, and it wound up basically damaging cars and smashing windows in home, and 17 people wound up injured. So there's a big whoopsie there. Now, the other news starting yesterday is that comedian Bill Cosby is now a free man. He has been released from prison, and it's not because he was found innocent. He was released on a technicality. And the technicality involves Bruce Castor, who's an impeachment trial attorney for President Donald Trump. And Castor said he had a deal with Cosby saying Cosby would not be charged criminally for the sexual assault claimed by Andrea Constand. He was given immunity so that Cosby could not invoke the Fifth Amendment in the parallel civil litigation by Andrea. And the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, prosecutor, reneged on that deal and charged Cosby and put him in jail. And the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled that that was a denial of his due process rights, and he has been set free. And there is a negative reaction all over the place. And Bill Cosby's representative really put his foot in his mouth here, saying it was a beautiful day for women, which I don't think women would agree with that. And he called it justice for Black America. But again, Cosby has not been found innocent or exonerated for anything. He was released on a technicality, and the court said that they could not charge him again because of the past immunity deal. And his accuser is out there saying that this overturning this conviction is going to discourage other victims of sexual assault from coming forward. So everybody's kind of upset about that. One of Bill Cosby's accusers and a former Playboy model, Victoria Valentino, said, we all felt safe and now everything is upside down and we're afraid now this serial sexual predator is being released from prison. And I would think probably Bill is kind of past that, not just because of the time he spent in prison, but because he's getting to be an old guy. And take it from me, as you get older, your interest in that sort of thing really begins to fade. Anyway, Rosanna Arquette, who was one of the accusers of Harvey Weinstein, simply said, this is sickening. And she's cheerleading a whole bunch of celebrities who are slamming Cosby's release from prison. Getting into other politics now, Donald Trump is calling on the GOP to get rid of Mitch McConnell. And he said it during a Fox News town hall at the Texas borders. He has acknowledged that he has made a decision on whether he's going to run in 2024, but he is not saying what it is. But I think given all of his public statements and his working to keep himself in the public eye, I think that decision is probably yes. Trump yesterday called on the Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley to resign. So he can be replaced by somebody actually willing to defend the military, as opposed to Mark Milley, who Trump accuses of basically sucking up to the woke mob. And yeah, I can see why he would think that with all this wokeness that we're now seeing in the troops and, you know, sensitivity training and critical race theory and all the rest of that, as opposed to learning how to win a war. Now, up in New York, the Department of Justice has indicted the Trump chief financial officer and the Trump organization. They seem to be kind of trumped up charges, but they're going after Wesselberg, who's the CFO, Alan Wesselberg. And the theory is they're going to try and pressure him to turn state's evidence and cooperate in trying to bring charges against Donald Trump himself. And the thinking is very simple. If Donald Trump can be convicted of a felony, then he is automatically ineligible to run for president in 2024. So this is they are really truly afraid of this man, and they're going to desperate measures to try and keep him from running. Now, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris visited the disaster scene of the Surfside condo, and people are starting to point fingers, you know, what was going on. And the current death toll stands at 18, but there are 140 people still missing and believed to be buried inside that pile of rubble. And it really was a disaster. Now, according to a pool contractor who had been out there to basically do some cosmetic work on the swimming pool, he said when he looked underneath in the garage, he found salt water was seeping into that garage. And of course, salt water is highly corrosive, and that would certainly explain why the rebar was in such terrible shape. And the building maintenance manager from the 1990s said that the ocean water's been seeping in there for a very long time, and nobody did anything about it. Meanwhile, Biden's Secretary of Energy, Jennifer Granholm, knows why the building collapsed. It's all because of human-caused global warming. Yes, I'm not kidding. This is not the Onion out here. Interestingly enough, more information is surfacing from Hunter Biden's laptop, and it shows that Joe Biden attended meetings between Hunter Biden and his Mexican business partners. And again, Hunter was trading on his father's fame and influence, and Hunter Biden wined and actually Joe Biden wined and dined Hunter's Mexican business associates in the vice president's office. So, I mean, the corruption is just, you know, really, really out there. Kamala Harris has a new scandal to deal with. There are reports leaking out of her office that she is a very abusive boss. And, you know, people are complaining that they are not treated with respect. In fact, they're saying they're treated like Well, it's a four-letter word, and you can guess what it is. And I guess it's gotten so bad, people are resigning from Kamala's staff here. Kamala Harris, director and deputy director of Advance, resigned while Harris was in El Paso. Carly Satkowiak, Harris director of Advance, and Gabriel DeFranceschi, Harris deputy director of Advance, have both given their notice. They will be leaving in the coming weeks. So what is it about people and political power that they are just so terrible to the people who support them? Meanwhile, Jen Psaki is continuing to double down on the claim that Republicans are behind the move to defund the police. Now, she's not naming any names, and Ted Cruz is saying this is getting like, you know, O.J. Simpson saying that he would help find the real killer. And so Ted definitely has a bead on what's going on. The defund the police agenda is polling very, very badly for the Democrats. And they're trying this very obvious attempt to shift the blame onto Republicans. I don't think the American people are that naive and that dumbed down to fall for that. But that's what they're doing right now. Meanwhile, a federal judge blocked Biden's plan to provide financial aid to farmers based on their race. And that's a really good thing here. Now, Donald Rumsfeld, former Secretary of Defense, former senator, passed away. And some of the reactions have been less than friendly. Over at the Daily Beast, they said the tragic thing is that he didn't die in an Iraqi prison, referring to the conduct of the war in Iraq. My strongest memory of Donald Rumsfeld comes from September 10th, 2001, where he got up there and admitted that the Pentagon had misplaced trillions of dollars, had no idea where it had gone and who had that money, and should have been the big stink story of the year. But fortunately for Donald Rumsfeld, one day later, 9/11 happened, and the corporate media dropped the story of the missing Pentagon trillions and didn't even comment on the fact that the plane that slammed into the Pentagon flew around the Pentagon to come in at the side and hit the offices where an audit was taking place. All righty. Joe Biden is suggesting that Maxine Waters should run for the Senate. And so Mad Maxine may have a big future. The president is supporting her. Down in Florida, there was a law that was passed to fight big tech censorship. And a Florida judge, a federal judge, has basically struck it down barely a month after it went into effect. And the law basically gave consumers a right to sue and impose stiff fines on big tech media for censoring and banning political candidates. And so it was all about protecting the First Amendment. But the judge was out there saying, no, this is a violation of the First Amendment, because apparently the judge thinks that censoring and silencing people is a protected form of freedom of speech. And that's a really tight legal knot, I think, more like the Gordian knot here. Now, Donald Trump is still out there. He's still drawing viewers. His rallies still draw crowds. And he spends a lot of time with Newsmax, and Newsmax ratings are up. And meanwhile, all those other networks that were slamming Donald Trump are losing audience and losing trust. And, Newsmax covered the Trump rally coverage on Saturday, and the other networks tried to pretend it didn't exist. Now, speaking of news, this is coming out of Russia today, and they're saying that Julian Assange is a journalist of distinction, and he should be set free. This is from Jeremy Corbyn in an interview with Russia Today outside the Belmarsh prison. And, Julian Assange's case should have ended as soon as a UK judge denied his extradition to the United States. And the U.S. case has totally fallen apart. because everything that Julian Assange did, the showing of the videotapes of U.S. war crimes in Iraq, that's covered under freedom of the press. And, you know, we went through that whole argument, you know, all the way back with the Pentagon Papers. And the only thing the U.S. charged him with was hacking into a government computer. And that charge was based entirely on a single FBI informant who has now gone public admitting he made the whole thing up. So the United States no longer has a legitimate reason to prosecute Julian Assange, let alone extradite him from the United Kingdom. And, of course, we know the U.S. government doesn't really care about the letter of the law. And they want to make an example out of him because, you know, don't you dare, you know, expose our war crimes to the world because we're still trying to maintain our image of the moral leader of the world. And we really don't like it when you prove that that's a fairy tale. Getting on back to the protest on January 6th, there's an interesting article from Revolver News, and it's talking about how the U.S. government seems to be protecting the Oath Keepers kingpin, Stuart Rhodes. And it's starting to make it look like, he could break open the entire story, just by saying, what is the FBI and Army Counterintelligence's relationship with Rhodes? And, was he acting on assignment on January 6th? And the public really knows what's going on out here because CNN's Jim Acosta asked Donald Trump whether he was going to apologize for his involvement in the January 6th riot, and the crowd immediately started to boo and hiss at him. So Acosta's ratings are also in free fall right now. Getting on to the issue of election fraud, and there's a lot going on out there. Over in New York, their primary for the mayor's office, the vote count has been voided because they discovered that 135,000 test ballots that were used to test the machines and test the system were included in the vote count for the actual results. And so they're having to back up on that one. And, it's another reminder, these elections are so complex, pardon me, we can give them the benefit of the doubt that it was an honest mistake, but the mistakes always seem to favor one party over the other. Right. The Supreme Court has ruled that Arizona's ban on ballot harvesting is perfectly legal. The Democrats are in a total meltdown right now. The Supreme Court ruled 6-3 Arizona has a right to ban ballot harvesting. This reverses a decision by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which tends to be very, very liberal and pro-Democrat. And so ballot harvesting can be banned. The Supreme Court also upheld the Arizona law limiting how absentee ballots can be returned. Now, the majority of states allow voters to submit ballots through a third party for each election stage, but many limit the number of ballots that can be collected and only allow certain people to compile them. And the U.S. Supreme Court upheld an Arizona law which will limit how absentee ballots can be returned by voters. Now, the law was passed in 2016, and it banned unions and advocacy groups from collecting mail-in ballots by voters to halt the controversial practice of ballot harvesting. So, definitely going on that. Story coming on out of your destination now. More nefarious behavior is surfacing here. In multiple swing states, flash drives, USB drives used in the 2020 election process were reported either missing or suspiciously inserted into the voting systems used on the election. That's a tacky no-no. We got to take a break for commercials and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about election fraud and a story that just came in. When Fox News was covering Donald Trump's rally down at the border and he started talking about the stolen election, Fox News cut away. So Fox has definitely gone over to the dark side. And these days I tend to, you know, watch One American News Network. And another story, this one coming on out of the Gateway Pundit. The 2020 election came down to six counties in six swing states, and they're beginning to realize that many of the same fraudulent election activities already discovered in some of the states and some of the counties like Arizona took place across all those counties and all those swing states. So the evidence continues to surface, and the Democrats are in a panic. And it's going to provoke a constitutional crisis because the Constitution does not have a mechanism for the removal of a president if it's discovered that the election that made him president was fraudulent. That's apparently one of the things the founding fathers didn't foresee could actually happen. Now, remember a while back, Sidney Powell was saying that there was evidence that thousands of votes were added to every Arizona Democrat candidate, not just the president. And she was saying it probably happened pretty much everywhere. Okay, let's get into COVID-19 here. Now, we are aware that the CDC has acknowledged that there is a heart inflammation problem with the COVID vaccines. Well, the Department of Defense ran their own study within the U.S. military. They confirmed exactly the same thing. U.S. service members were found with higher than expected rates of heart inflammation following the vaccination. And the Department of Defense researchers say this should call attention to the condition known as myocarditis as a potential side effect of the vaccinations. So nasty stuff. Meanwhile, pardon me, the FDA has reversed itself now and is rejecting the COVID antibody test results. And this is after a huge number of people were given the antibody test to determine their COVID status. And today the FDA is saying, well, you know, there's, you know, the results from the antibody test should not be used to evaluate immunity or protection from COVID-19 at any time, and especially after the person receives a vaccination. I swear they're making this stuff up with a dartboard. Now, there is a group of 57 leading scientists, doctors, and policy experts. They have released a report calling into question the safety and efficacy of the COVID-19 vaccines, and they are calling for an immediate end to all vaccination programs. And there are two certainties regarding the vaccines. The first is that governments and big pharma and corporate media, which gets a lot of money from big pharma for advertising, are pushing with all their might to get these experimental gene therapy treatments into as many people as possible. And the second is that those who are willing to face the scorn that comes from asking questions about vaccines are critical players in the ongoing effort to get at and distribute the truth. Getting into the international news here, it's been overt activists post they're observing that the Pacific Ocean, especially the Western Pacific, is crowded with an unprecedented number of war games. And every week, the Pacific is getting more crowded with military ships, submarines, and aircraft from countries in the region and from outside NATO countries like the United Kingdom, France, Germany, and the Netherlands, and they're all sending in their vessels to the area. Now, the Russian Navy conducted military maneuvers off Hawaii. The U.S. is on the verge of creating a permanent Pacific Naval Task Force as a part of its aggressive response to China's naval presence in the Pacific. I'm sorry, that's kind of like real doublespeak, Orwellian. You know, I mean, we have the United States, the United Kingdom, France, Germany, the Netherlands, and others pouring ships into the region, and we're supposed to believe that China is the aggressor in that part of the world. So it's just flat out silly. What can I tell you? Now, the United States and Japan have conducted a top-secret war game, specifically gaming out a possible Taiwan conflict. And according to unnamed sources, American and Japanese military officials started serious planning for a possible conflict during the final year of Trump's presidency. And they had a top-secret tabletop war game and joint exercises in the South China and East China Seas. So we're definitely getting ready for a war over there with China, and this is probably going to be over Taiwan. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials and back with more news after these few words.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
Welcome back to our show here, and before we get back to the news here, I have something to say about the Republic Broadcasting store. As you look through it, you're going to see a lot of shortwave radios. And in looking at how the United States government shut down the websites of Iranian-linked media, and knowing that they're probably not going to stop there, I think it's a good idea for everybody to get a shortwave radio, learn how to use it, and start collecting the frequencies and broadcast times for English language broadcasts coming from other countries. Now, Iran has quite a few shortwave transmitters. They do broadcast in English, so we can find out what's going on over there from their point of view and get around the Silicon Curtain that is being built by the United States. Having a shortwave is a really good idea for a lot of reasons, but especially now. Getting on back to China, they're celebrating the 100th anniversary of the Communist Party in China, and Xi Jinping made a speech from Tiananmen Square, and during it he said he's calling for complete reunification with Taiwan. And he called on the citizens to smash any attempts at independence coming from Taipei. And so this is a bone of contention between Beijing and Washington, D.C. And one of the reasons, maybe according to this article in AsiaPacificSearch.com, is that the United States has been losing influence in Asia, and Taiwan is kind of their last foothold in that part of the world. If China grabs Taiwan and brings it back on in, the United States is not really going to have all that many friends over there in the Western Pacific. Now, Vietnam is a friend, which is strange because, well, you know, they beat us at war some time back. Japan is obviously a friend, but they're both rather independent-minded here. So there's a strategic interest in keeping Taiwan away from China. And the big question is that interest strong enough to justify open military conflict with a nuclear-armed China? Okay, getting on to other parts of the world, in particular the Black Sea, the NATO and Ukraine are having an exercise in the Black Sea called Sea Breeze, and people are worried that it could create the circumstances for a real conflict with Russia. Now, there was that near miss last week when a British destroyer, apparently ordered by Boris Johnson, sailed into Crimean territorial waters, which Russia views as their territorial waters now, and the U.S. still insists belongs to Ukraine. Boris Johnson wanted to make a point, and the British ship was fired on. Video proves that happened, and it wouldn't have taken much more for shots to be exchanged between the two forces. And Putin has already come on out and said that had they sunk the ship, it was not likely to lead to World War III. Unfortunately, that is up to the least mentally stable world leader. And right now, I'd say that's the occupant of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue right now. Another analysis, this one coming out of Russia Today, and they have noticed that the United States is playing the same game in Russia that they played in Syria, that they're currently playing in Venezuela. They find these, you know, kind of outsider politicians, and they work to overthrow the central government and install these politicians as new puppet rulers. And Russia is saying that the United States is misunderstanding the way that Russia works, because real change in Moscow is going to come from people who are inside the system and not these political dead enders. I think that's a good analysis. Now, there was a proposal for Putin to meet Ukrainian President Zelensky, and Putin is saying, no, that's not likely to happen, because Ukraine's policies are not being set by the lawmakers in Kiev, but are being dictated by America and the European Union. And Putin said, why should I meet Zelensky? You know, he's not really in charge. He's basically, you know, he looks good on camera, and that's about it. Over in Iran, they're still holding out hope of pulling together the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action Treaty again, which the U.S. unilaterally left. And Iran's United Nations envoy is saying that if there is going to be a renewed deal, the United States must guarantee it will never withdraw from the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action ever again. Well, you know, Iran, I hate to smash your hopes here, but when the United States first signed on to the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, it was sort of implied that they were not going to leave. And if they did it before, they certainly can do it again. Meanwhile, getting on back to the U.S. seizing those Iranian media websites, we're out there basically saying that Iran was trying to undermine democracy in the United States, And Russia Today is saying, you know, the United States is doing a pretty good job of undermining its own democracy. It doesn't need any help from the Iranian media. And to that, I would add, if you think there's any democracy in this country, go back and take a close look at the November 2020 elections. So, because we may not have any democracy anymore, we may in fact be a tin pot third world dictatorship. Things are still tense between Pakistan and India, and Pakistan is saying they will not restore ties with India until New Delhi reverses its decision on the Kashmir region. And basically, they're calling on India to revoke its decision of scrapping the special status of Jammu and Kashmir. Now, India abrogated the special status of Jammu and Kashmir under Article 370 on August 5th, 2019, and basically said these are now two territories of the Indian Union, and Pakistan is obviously a little upset with that. You know, when you go in and you grab somebody else's land, there are going to be people who don't like it. Just ask the Palestinians. Meanwhile, India apparently has been using pellet guns on Kashmir children. And the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres is saying that this is, you know, you shouldn't be using shotgun pellets against children. And, yeah, well, you shouldn't be shooting at children anyway. You know, it's almost irrelevant what you're using. If you're shooting at children, to me, that's a war crime right there. Over in Myanmar, the authorities there are threatening to take legal action against foreign news organizations that describe them as a junta and their seizure of power in February as a coup d'etat. Now, they do have a little bit of a valid concern there, because if you remember what happened, there was an election, and Aung San Suu Kyi won re-election with massive evidence of election fraud. And that's when the military stepped in and said, we got to clean up this mess and get ready for honest elections down the road. And I guess the United States is very touchy on the subject of the military taking over in the wake of election fraud. And I guess that's why they're trying to liberalize the American military and get rid of all the conservatives there, just in case, you know, just in case here. Over in Israel, pardon me, they are continuing to detain Palestinian members of parliament on the International Day of Parliamentarism. Say that three times fast. And so Hamas has condemned the ongoing Israeli detention of Palestinian MPs, it happened yesterday. Now, Hamas spokesman Abdul Latif Al-Kanu pointed out that the Israeli occupation authorities have arrested more than 50 Palestinian members of parliament since 2006, when they won free and fair elections in the occupied territories. All right. And over at Yale University, and my hat is off to them, the Student Council of Yale University has approved a statement denouncing Israel for genocide, ethnic cleansing, and apartheid in Palestine. And the vote came down to 8-3 with 4 abstentions. And so good for them. Because that's exactly what is going on over there. Down in Ethiopia, their leaders are trying to save face, and they're trying to downplay the fact that their army had to pull back from the regional capital of Tigray, which has now been taken control of by the rebel forces. So they're trying to make it look like it's no big deal, much as our media is trying to make it look like it's no big deal that we are basically getting kicked out of Afghanistan. Now, here is a very interesting story. Down in Venezuela, there is a businessman who is close to Nicolas Maduro's government. He is suing the U.S. Department of Treasury, alleging he's the victim of a false campaign identifying him as an international narcotics kingpin. Now, the lawsuit was filed on Tuesday by Samark Lopez in Washington federal court and said sanctions in 2017 designating him a drug kingpin had devastated his wealth, reputation, and economic livelihood. So I guess he's suing for the international equivalent of defamation. And the lawsuit is raising the stakes in one of the most far-reaching of dozens of sanctions cases brought against Venezuelan insiders in recent years, and it could undermine, furtive attempts by the Biden administration to basically try and get Juan Guaido into office. All right. Getting into the economic news, retail is still not recovering from the bad economy and COVID. High street retail giant Gap has announced it will be closing all of its stores in the United Kingdom and Ireland by the end of this year. And it's going to take all of its business online in a phased manner from the end of August through the end of September this year. And they're going to provide support and transition assistance to colleagues following the closures, although they're not saying how many employees are being affected. And more places are going online. They're trying to copy the Amazon model and the Amazon success. And I have a comment about that. Maybe it's because I'm an old guy. But I really do prefer to go into a store and actually pick up the product, look at it, and judge its quality for myself, and then pay my money and leave immediately, rather than going online, looking at possibly Photoshopped images, reading customer reviews, which may be fake. That's become a big problem, big business, actually. And then order something which turns out not to work the way I need it to or doesn't fit properly. And, there are jobs in those retail outlets. As a little side note, Claire and I did our weekly Walmart trip, and Walmart is putting in more and more of those self-checkout scanners and everything to put in your plastic and you're going. And I noticed that hardly anybody is using those. They had one human checker at the entire store, and there was a huge line of people waiting to be checked out by a flesh and blood human being. Now, fortunately, they did send a second checker to try and ameliorate the line. But I think the public is showing that they're willing to support, real human employees rather than robots. Story coming out of Investment Watch blog, warning starvation and food shortage coming as food prices rise to dangerous levels. Yes, they are. And, out at California, a lot of people think of California as Hollywood movies and Silicon Valley and all of that. But it's actually a major agricultural center, and they have been struck by this drought, partly caused by the deterioration of their water infrastructure. And they're already warning farmers there are going to be shutoffs of the water, which means these crops are going to die. And that means there are, in fact, going to be shortages. So if you're a prepper, now's the time to get some storable food. And you can find some of that in the Republic Online store as well. Or learn the art of canning. And that's a real big deal in this part of Indiana. Didn't see hardly any of that when we were in Hawaii. But I grew up with canning in New Hampshire. And now here in Indiana, we go to the store and there are boxes and boxes of the little ball jars and the little lids and everything like that for canning your own produce for storage here. Another story from Investment Watch blog, crude oil is now over $75 a barrel, signaling a full-blown inflation crisis. And who's to blame for that? Well, the government. They like to believe they're in charge of the economy. Well, guess what? You get the blame when it isn't working here. Little bit of good news. washing machines and dishwashers and other electrical appliances are going to last longer and be easier to repair under new rules for manufacturers coming on in. This is the right to repair movement, and they're scoring some victories in that products are going to be made so that they can be fixed easily by their owners. And that is going to be a really good thing. And they're trying to basically get rid of planned obsolescence, which is where you buy something and it dies shortly after the warranty expires, and then you got to buy a new one. There's a documentary film out there called Pyramids of Waste. Also, it's under the title of The Lightbulb Conspiracy, that really shows how this works. We've got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
Welcome back to our show here, and we're talking about the economic news. Now, over in Los Angeles, the city council is cracking down on all the homeless encampments. They have a new ordinance banning camping under the freeways, in parks, or near schools, and they can't take over the sidewalks, which sounds really good, but if you understood the scale of the crisis, you know, the idea, where are they going to go? Now, when we were still living in Hawaii, that city government was very concerned about the homeless, you know, being seen by the tourists, and so they banned them all from Honolulu and the other tourist areas, and they had to move into the more jungle-like areas, which made counting them a lot more difficult. And they didn't realize, you know, how bad the problem had gotten until Dog the Bounty Hunter had to go into one of the homeless encampments along the the middle lock at Pearl Harbor. And when that video went on out there, it basically was a scandal for how life in paradise was really not a paradise for a lot of the people there. So I don't know how well this is going to work out in Los Angeles. You know, there has to be something done. Now, over in, I think it was Finland, they launched a program of, rather than just care for the people on the ground, they just started building, you know, very inexpensive apartment complexes and putting these homeless people in there, and found that 80% of them were then able to reintegrate into the economy and into society. And in the long run, it cost less than constantly providing food and medications and services to homeless people living in the streets. So we may want to take a look at that possibility. Over in New York City, Mayor de Blasio is calling on residents to immediately reduce electric use to avoid blackouts. And so it's not just Texas, it's not just California, and everyone's trying to blame global warming and the heat wave, but then, you know, they ran out of power during last winter. And I think what's really going on is this influx of illegal immigrants. They're all using electricity, and the electrical power generation capacity has not been enlarged to account for this rapid increase in our population. So they're coming up short here. Speaking of immigration, Tucker Carlson describes it as an invasion of immigrants intent on changing the population of the United States. And he's saying, why is this not the biggest story in the country? They're changing the population of America without the consent of Americans. They're doing it secretly on a huge scale, and no one's noticing. 6 months after Biden was sworn in, the borders are more open than ever, and it tells you everything you need to know about the Biden administration's immigration agenda. President Trump basically, oh, we're going to take a break for station identification. Okay, we're going to open the phone lines now, area code 512-248-8252, and we will be right back.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the